Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Beis, Omud Aleph. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin, which deals with the halachos of Din Shvisas Hayochid V'Kelov, an individual. He sets his focal point for Shabbos, for the Din of Tchum, for both himself and for his Kelim, and how do we apply the Din of Tchum to his personal property. So the Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph, Kol Odom Yeshlo Alpayim Amo L'Chol Ruach. Yesterday we spoke about if you go beyond your Tchum, you have Dalet Amos. So here we're talking about beyond the person's Dalet Amos that he normally has inside his Tchum, he now has the Tchum of 2,000 Amos. Here it goes in every direction. It's not like we had yesterday. If you go outside, there were two opinions. One said you only have Dalet Amos in one direction. The other opinion said you have Dalet Amos in all directions. Here, a person's Shvisa, the place where he puts himself at the beginning of Shabbos, that is his Dalet Amos. And then he can go 2,000 Amos in any direction from there, assuming he's not within a city or within a area, like we said yesterday, there was Hukof Ladira, or a field that even if it wasn't Hukof Ladira, then he gets a certain amount of distance before he starts his 2,000 Amos. Here we're talking about a person's out in the middle of the field, let's say, and he has his Dalet Amos, and then he has 2,000 Amos in every direction. This is Chutz Me'arba Amos. So this doesn't include his 4 Amos for himself, as we said, Oh, Me'amokum Sheshovas Bo, or from the place, if it's a city or something like that, so he has that entire city as Dalet Amos, and then he has his Tchum of 2,000 Amos beyond that. The Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Nalav tells us, this is the Takonis Chachamim, the Din of Alpayim Amo, V'hu Takonis Chachamim, the Minatorim Mutu Lahalech Ad Yud Beis Mil. According to this opinion, it's a Din Daraisa, that Tchum is 12 mil, which is 24,000 Amos. Every mil is 2,000 Amos. It's roughly the size of a kilometer. And this is Kishir Machane Yisrael B'Midbar. This was the length of the Klal Yisrael's encampment in the desert, Shechziku Yud Beis Mil, which was 12 mil. And to walk beyond this, that is the Issa Doraisa, according to this opinion. As the Pasuk says, a person is not allowed to leave his place, and this place means koi alamachla on the entire encampment. Now, according to this opinion, it's a Din Doraisa of 12,000 mil. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, there are many poskim that disagree and say that this Din of Yud Beis Mil is not a Din Doraisa. Eino osim in Torah. Even beyond Chutz Liyud Beis Mil, Eino Asim in the Torah. The Pasuk says, Ayitzei Ish Mimkomo, V'hai Ayitzei Ish, Eino Elo As Hora, Linyan Hotzos Kelim Rishus L'Rishus. That is talking about that you can carry utensils from one Rishus to another Rishus. Has nothing to do with how far you personally can go. Amid the Raisa, there is no limit on how far you can walk. It's only a Din D'Rabbanan that they instituted the Tchum of 2,000 Amos. The issue footnote number 1 brings down, why do we not say over here, Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah? So whatever the Shir is, we should say over here, Chatzi Shir is awesome in the Torah. You shouldn't be able to walk anything outside of a city, for example, outside of your Dalet Amos. So this is obviously not correct. And the base Sha'arim brings down that there's a difference over here in how we apply Chatzi Shir's awesome in the Torah. That's when the Torah gives us a specific Shir. The Isser is to eat a kezayis, let's say. So therefore, eating half a kezayis is not allowed. Here, the Isser is to go beyond 12 mil, according to the sheet that says that's a din deraisa. And therefore, adarabah, chatzi shir is mutim in the Torah, because it's telling us that the shir is 12 mil. It brings down another teretz from the Divrei Yechezkel, that we have this concept of lo nesa chatzi shir ela b'mokum shashir ena mafurish b'Torah. If the Torah doesn't give us a specified amount, but it's a halach l'moshe misinai, so then we have chatzi shir is awesome in the Torah. Sha'oz nitan ashir rak le'inyan onish. So the specification over here is just to tell us what the onish is. But tchum shashir nilman mipasuk, which we learned out from Ayitzei Ish mimakomo, he says over here, it's chelek of the iser itself. And therefore, lo'osrim pachos mikashir. We don't say chatzi shir is osim in a Torah. Does tchum apply to yontif? So Dirshu footnote number 2 brings down that there's a big machlokus in regards to this. Does tchum apply in yontif? Brings down Rashi, Tosos, the Tashbetz, that all say that yes, yontif is also this din of tchum deraisa of Yud Beis Mil. Those opinions that hold that there's a din deraisa by Shabbos also hold that it's a din deraisa by yontif as well. There's also the opinion of Rekiva Eger. On the other hand, you have the Sholom Meshev, who brings down in the name of the Rambam that it's only a din derabbanan, and he brings down as well from the Shelus Uchuvus Maisi Nisim, which is written by Rav Ram Ben Harambam, and it says the same thing as well. Rikiva Eger also further brings down that according to Rabbi Akiva, who's of the opinion that Tchum Alpayim Amos Min HaTorah, we didn't discuss that yet, but there's an opinion, according to Rabbi Akiva, that even the regular Tchum of 2,000 Amos, not 12 mil, just 2,000 Amos is a Din Daraisa. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. But according to the opinion over here that we brought down, that the Din Daraisa is Yud Beis Mil, so that's only for Shabbos, and that it's not for Yontif. On the other hand, the Chassam Sofer disagrees. He says, no, Bein Rabbi Akiva, Bein, the opinion that says Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, there is no Chiluk over here, Bein Shabbos Liyantif. How do we paskin? So he brings down the Sharet Zion, who says that in regards to bringing a shofar via Nochri from outside the Tchum, we paskin over there, B'shaset Chachi Yish L'Hakel Shein Isa Tchum Min HaTorah B'Yantif Af B'Yud Beis Mil. Says that under extenuating circumstances, we can take the lenient opinion here that says there is no Isa Tchum. Even according to the opinion, says there's a deraisa by Shabbos of Yud Beis Mil, by Yontif we can paskin under extenuating circumstances such as the need for a shofar at Lakula. The Yishu footnote number 3 discusses, does this din apply to a woman? After all, the pasuk says, ish, and that normally would exclude a woman unless you have a specific pasuk including the woman. So he says, no, that's not the case over here. That only applies when you have a svara, a reasoning to say that men and women should be different. But here, there's no reason to assume that a man should be any different than a woman, and therefore, the Yishu of Tchum applies equally to a woman as it does to a man. The issue footnote number 4 tells us which one of these shitas do we pass on, like Rabbi Akiva, that the issue of the rice is 2,000, or like the opinion that it is 12 mil, or that this is all a din derabbanan. So he says, La Locha from the Ramah in Simon Tov Dalit, we're going to see that he holds Lechumra, that we do paskin dar rice over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that we should be machmir in regards to 12 mil al Sofik, like any Sofik Issur Torah. But from the Vilna Gaon, he brings down that the Velt Paskins over here, Kedasa Poskim Shalolam Issur Rachmi Derabbanan. Now we go to Siv Kotten Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, the Mekom Shal Odom B'chol Mokom Sheshovisu Arba Amos Kedel, as we learned in yesterday's shir in Shin Sadi Vav, that a person is entitled to Dalet Amos, U'misham Yeshal Alpayim L'chol Ruach, and he has then, from that direction, 2,000 Amos north, south, east, and west, in each direction. Nimso, the Yochol L'halech Me'amidis Raglav Alpayim V'Arba Amos. So therefore, from wherever you physically are, you have your Dalet Amos. Let's say you're going due north, you have 4 Amos, and then you have 2,000 Amos beyond that, so a person can walk in one direction, 2,004 Amos. And this, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Gimel, is from the place that you have as your focal point, Pirish. De'im Shavas b'mokom mukaf mechitzos. If you're in an area that's surrounded by mechitzos, so then Choshev Kulo Kiyab Amos, as we already pointed out, then like a city, the entire city is considered your Dalet Amos, and you start your 2,000 Amos outside the city limits. V'yishlal Payim Sviv HaMokom Ho, and that's where you count. We'll have many discussions about exactly how you view a city, you square it off, you make it into, even if there are juddings in and out, so we can square off the city, and we'll have other many halachos in regarding where you start the tchum of 2,000 amos from. Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to all of those halachos. Sif base. Kodesh alav ayom b'bikuf. A person's out in the field, and it suddenly becomes Shabbos on him, and he doesn't know. Ve'eino yodeh tchum Shabbos. He doesn't know how many 2,000 amos are. He doesn't have a marker point to tell him that's 2,000 amos from this point and on. So he's allowed to walk mahalech apayim pesios, and the Ramah says benonis. He's allowed to take 2,000 normal steps over here. Sheheim tchum Shabbos, and he can assume that that is his tchum Shabbos. Beyond that, he can't go, but up to that point, he's allowed to go. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalid, levad ha'arba amos. Again, this is 2,004 amos he's allowed to take. Sivkot hey, pesios benonis. He takes average steps. What is an average step? Hainu chatzi amah makom matzav aregel, has a half of an amma for where his foot is, and then b'chatzi amma who bein regular regal b'psiyah beinonis, and another half an amma for the actual step that he takes in between his feet, and that is considered the psiyah beinonis, one amma. The issue foot number 7 has a discussion: do we take these normally as relaxed amos or very very strict amos? Ayin shum for that discussion. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Umayrish who tzorich lo leches leizet tzorich Shabbos umikri medida shel mitzvah d'shari." When do we allow you to do this? Is if you're going there for some sort of a mitzvah purpose over here, and then you're allowed to measure it because it's a mitzvah measurement, and that is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Kedilah, like we learned previously in Simon Shin Vav Sif Zayin. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that we learned over there in Simon Shin Vav, Shemuto Limdot Shirei Torah. A person is allowed to go measure shirim from the Torah. For example, a tefach al tefach that is going to be able to bring in the tumah. If you have an opening in a window that's a tefach by tefach, the tumah can come in, or you'd be allowed to measure shir shishim levatel iser, if you have 60 against an iser, to see that the iser is mevatel. And the reason this is allowed is it doesn't look like it's uvda dechol, because you're measuring over here a measurement of the Torah. Siv Kimmel, the Mechaber writes, Kishem she'en odom rasher lahalach b'shabbos v'yomtav el alpayim amel l'choruach. Just like on Shabbos and Yomtav, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos in every direction, so too, kach kelov uvehemto, your property, as well as your animals, any yochol shum odom l'holichum chutz l'alpayim amos shel baleim. Even though that person is allowed to go more than the 2,000 amos, let's say his focal point was 1,000 amos away from you, so he can go in the same direction that you're limited to go 2,000 amos, that's only 1,000 amos for him, so he could actually go another 1,000 amos, so he's allowed to walk, but he's not allowed to take your kalim or your behema, because they follow your tchum, and they're not independent entities that can go wherever the man is allowed to take them. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Vav, your focal point, the place where you are at your going to start your 2,000 amos from, konim shom kelev ubahamosav. So too, that is the focal point for all of your vessels, your utensils, your kelim, and as well your animals. The negroim achor, they follow after you. The issue footnote number 9 says, is this a din daraisa? For those that hold the tum is daraisa, that your kelim have a status daraisa or not? So he brings down from the Ramban, she isu tum in bekelim hum in a Torah. This is also an isu daraisa. However, he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Maral Bach that according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's also awesome in a Torah, lotzeis yosem yud bizmil, hainu dafkali odom. That's only for a person. However, because it's al yitze ishmim komo, but your kelim over here, that's only an isu darabon. The issue footnote number 10 has an interesting discussion. How do we define the ownership of property? For example, for a wife's dowry, her nechse malug. Ayin in the issue footnote 10 for this interesting discussion. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin says this is true for your kelim. V'hu adin perosa. The same thing would apply to your fruit, not only your vessels, but also your fruit. V'chol davar shaychlo, or anything that you actually own. The issue footnote number 11 has an interesting point. He says from the Kilos Yaakov, do we say over here that just like on Shabbos, you're only over carrying if you carry a significant amount. So if you carry less than that significant amount, you're not technically going to be chayav chatas. So he asks the same question over here. If you're carrying less than a significant amount beyond the tchum, is that also considered an issur Shabbos or not? And he leaves that as a suffix. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Umayre biyom tuv, the last bo mishum issur tzor ki mishum tchumim. Here we're obviously talking about where there's no problem carrying it, so we're talking here on Yom Tov, as opposed to on Shabbos, when of course there would be, in addition to the problem of tchum, there would be an additional problem of carrying it. There'd be Shabbos, because on Shabbos you couldn't get off the ground over here with this question, can you carry something beyond the tchum, because you wouldn't be allowed to carry it beyond Dalet Amos. Alternatively, inami mayre b'malbush, or we could be talking about clothing, for example, a jacket, shalovi sh'odom alav, which doesn't have a problem with carrying, debezel leka mishum otzah, however, ki mishum isa tchumim, but we would have the question, does it have a din of tchum or not for your clothing? Because the hamalbush nigra harbalav, so the clothing follows the person, so there's no problem of carrying it, but it would have the same tchum as the person. The issue footnote number 12 has a very interesting discussion about is there an issur of tchum on chol hamoed. So the Minchas Chinuch brings down, according to the Ramban, shemaleches chol hamoed asur min haTorah, according to the Ramban, that doing work on chol hamoed, other than under the extenuating circumstances where it's allowed, is an issur Torah. So therefore he says, according to the opinion that says that Yud Beis Mil is a din Torah, so then it's also noeg on chol hamoed. This would have tremendous ramifications for taking a chol hamoed trip that's more than 12 mil, more than 12 kilometers. On the other hand, he brings out from the Tzitz Eliezer, Satzal, the great Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, who brings down, based upon Rashi, that the Tchumim only apply on Yontif and do not apply to Chol Hamoed. So according to the Tzitz Eliezer, which is how the Velt seems to paskin, Chol Hamoed trips more than 12 mil, even according to the opinion says 12 mil is a din deraisa, are not a problem on Chol Hamoed. The issue footnote number 14 has an interesting discussion about a person who goes beyond the tchum with permission, for example, for bikuach nefashos. Does his clothing then still have a restriction or not? So he suggests from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that one should not take along with him anything extra. Only he is allowed to go beyond, but he shouldn't take along extra things that are unnecessary for him. He doesn't have to get disrobed, but he shouldn't take along extra things. This also has halacha lemaaseh ramifications. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down in the Igros Moshe for chayolim that go beyond their tchum. So for food and other needs, they're allowed to take what they need. And he says even for svarim, they would be allowed to take svarim with them, but they should ideally be mafkir those svarim beforehand so they don't really have a tchum. And therefore, when they pick them up, they should have in mind that they're not being mezakeh on those svarim. And therefore, they wouldn't own them when they pick them up. That would be the best etza. Look in Dirshu footnote number 14 for more details of this very interesting halacha. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Ches that no other person is allowed to bring your items beyond the tchum, even though afilu hoy besof tchum shel hamalach, even though it's within his tchum, but since the clothing or the items or the utensils go after your tchum, they can't be brought even by somebody who has halachic right to go beyond your tchum. Chava continues and writes, vim ervu ba'aleim l'ruach achas, if the owners of these utensils made their erev in one direction, ein shum adam yochol alichem l'ruach acheres, afilu psia achas. Let's say a person makes his focal point 2,000 amos from where he is, let's say due east, so he can only go east 4,000 amas, he can't go even one ama west. So afilu psia achas b'mokum sheim abalam yichol lelech, you can't go bring that item over there. Again, this is just a continuation of this idea. No new chiddush involved over here. The Ramah adds, Hagah, look over here, ayin le'el sov simin shinhei, imutu limsor behem alein yehudi b'mokum sheish locho sheyotzien nechutz l'tchum. We discussed over there whether you can give your animals over to a non-Jewish shepherd and he's going to carry them outside your tchum or pass them outside your tchum. And Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Test tells us, the Shom Mevor Lehete, there we said you're allowed to do this. And Ayin Shom in the Mishnah Berurah, the Yesh Machmirim, there were those that didn't allow it. However, Va'olam Noagim Hete, but the Velt Paskins Lakul over here, Ochein, Letzavoso Sheolichen Uchut Tchum also. But to tell the guy specifically, go take him beyond the Tchum, that you're not allowed to do. But if the guy takes him on his own, outside your Tchum, outside the animal's Tchum, of your Tchum, so then it's not a problem. Sif Dalet, the Mechabe writes, Hamosir behem toliv. No, if you give your animal over to your son, harehi kiragli ab, it still retains the tchum of the father. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if kon yud, the lo kiragli habein hamolichem, and not according to the tchum of the son. The father and the son have the same tchum, no problem. But here, the son has a different tchum, but it still retains the tchum of the father. Why? Lefisha derech b'nei adam lahavkid kleim b'yad b'neim, because it's normal for a person to give over his utensils to his children. The ain kavanasam lefsor the reshusam, but he doesn't intend to give it over to them that it should now be theirs. And this is brought down the name of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Magen Mishnah. And therefore, based upon this, the Mishnah Berurah says lefisha afilu masalo me'erev Shabbos, even if he gave it to him on erev Shabbos, namei dino hachi, the din applies that it's has the tchum of the father, not of the son. However, he brings down, and in Shaar Etzion, Osei, you can see all the different Rishonim and Achronim, Harbe Cholkin Apsakim, Achaber, many disagree with the Psakim of this Machaber over here, Usfil Hu, Dibino, Lo'odif, Miacher, son shouldn't be any different than anybody else. And if you give it over to somebody else, it now has their tchum, so too, if you give it over to the son, it will now have the son's tchum. Ulohachim, Huragil Tomid Lamosul, Vinoli Rosa, if he normally is giving it over to his son to pasture, then in this situation, Dino Kimomosul, Laroa, Bisifhei, this is no different than the din that we're going to learn momentarily in Sifhei, that you're allowed to give it over to a shepherd, and it goes by his tchum, not your tchum. Tafilu mosul b'Shabbos gufa, and even if you give it to him on Shabbos, hariyu karaglav, it follows his tchum and not your tchum. And now let's see this inside in Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Misora l'roa, if you gave it over to a shepherd to pasture your animals, and you did this, afilu nesara lo b'yontiv, even if you gave it to him on yontiv, harehi karagli haroa, it goes according to the tchum of the shepherd and not your tchum. But the Mosara Lushneirom, if you give it over to two shepherds, so then Harehi Karagle Balel, then it retains the tchum of the owner and not of either of the two shepherds. Why? Mibnei Shalokona Echemim, because neither of them really acquired it over here in this situation. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, La'afilu l'roa akum. This is true even if you gave it over to a non-Jewish shepherd. The harihu kechetzi akum, because now it's considered as if it belongs to the akum. The kaimelon, the kone shvitza, the eno nimshach achar ba'olam yisrael. He brings that from the Morgan of Ram, that it's as if the akum over here now is kone, this animal, and therefore it doesn't have the trum of the balam in this situation at all, as brought down by the Morgan of Ram. Sivkot Yud Beis, afilu l'tzon lo b'yom tov, and this is if you gave it to him on yontiv. The kfar me'erev yontiv, dai tohoyo shalo likno shvitza. So it's low because the owner over here knew he was going to give it to him on Yontif, and therefore on Erev Yontif it was as if it was already given over to that shepherd. Elo Eitz Ala Rosh Shemosel Lemocher, to the shepherd he was going to give it to it on Yontif. It's as if he gave it over already on Erev Yontif. Umashma Mistimas Loshona Mechaber, and it's mashma over here from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't specify otherwise. Da'afilu Yesh Kama Rambia, even if there are multiple shepherds that you could give it to, given Shemosel Rakli Echad, since he intentionally gave it over to just one of them on Yontif, Harehu Kiragli Haroa, even retroactively. We say that that's what he intended to do, Erev Yontif. However, there are poskim that disagree with this, and you can see this in the Shaar Etzion, Os Ches, the Rashi, the Rashbam, the Rosh, and others. Poskim, these poskim hold, Kama poskim cholkin al zeh, they disagree with this psak over here, and they say, V'sorin dehechaz jesh shnei roim ba'ir, if there are two shepherds in the city, umwasa le'achod b'yantiv, and you gave it over to one of them, hareyu karag le'abalim, then it doesn't go by the shepherds, it goes by the owner. Because it wasn't clear on Erev Yontif which one he was actually giving it to on Yontif. And therefore, Nishar Mimela Bishus Abalam. It belongs therefore to the Balam still for regards to Din Vatron. Unless, in Loshi Rogil, Tomid Limsor Lechonim, unless he regularly gives it over to one of them, and then the Oz Harihu, Kiragle Harohu, because then it's as if he gave it over to him, and it goes like his Tron. Vida, you should know. The Makash says Yontif Labdavka. It doesn't over here specifically mean only Yontif, it means Shabbos too. The Shayach Gamzeb in Shabbos. Why does it say Yontif? The Chayin Din Sif Ches, Sif Tes, Sif Yud Aleph, Ushari Adinim Shayach Rach Yontif, since those upcoming Simonim we're only going to deal with Yontif, Umishum Gror Adinach Nokat Lukulu Khan. So therefore he wrote Yontif over here as well, brought down in the name of the Bach. Siv Kotin Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says that when there are many roam, Kibbon Sheish Kama roam, ain't Darko Limsor Shir Rishusam Li'inyan Kinyan Shvisa. He doesn't intend to give it over to specifically one of them. Umistimas Machaber, from the fact that the Machaber doesn't specify otherwise, Mashma, the Lo Shonele Beni Mosel Shne roam, the Erev Shabbos, Beni Mosel Lehem Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference whether he gave it to him Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. But many disagree with this din. And Mirz Hashem will discuss this more tomorrow. We'll pick up from this point in the Mishnah Berurah. With that, we conclude today's Shir.